You are listening to the Daily Future of Work Leadership Briefing powered by Turbine Labs. Jobless claims reach new pandemic low, July 1, 2021. Let's get into today's top stories. Worker filings for jobless claims fell to 364,000 last week, reaching a new pandemic low as layoffs continue to recede. Jobless claims are down by more than 40% since the first week of April, but remain elevated compared to pre-pandemic levels. Global shares retreated Wednesday evening as investors' fear worsened over a sudden rise in inflation and the Delta variant of COVID-19. Team communication app maker Slack launched a new feature that allows casual audio calls that colleagues can jump in and out of while working. Slack Huddles is an attempt to better accommodate companies that have not directed employees to return to the office. Salesforce expects to complete its proposed $28 billion acquisition of Slack near the end of the quarter that ends on July 31. Rulings dismissing federal and state antitrust lawsuits against Facebook renewed pressure on lawmakers to push through proposed legislation that would rewrite key aspects of monopoly laws that would make some of the tech giant's business practices illegal. Following the dismal, Facebook shares rose, putting its market capitalization over $1 trillion for the first time. Experts warn the decision may serve to harden the resolve of lawmakers as well as encourage regulators outside the U.S. who are pursuing their own antitrust investigations. Apple refused to back down from its hybrid work model that will require most employees to return to the office 3 days a week starting in early September. Fully remote positions will also be extremely limited. In early June, some Apple employees protested the new policy, expressing their displeasure in an open letter to CEO Tim Cook. With Americans gradually returning to the office, data shows rush hour traffic remains more spread out. Rush hour mellowed in many places as the pandemic shifted schedules and allowed more people to work from home. Traffic is still expected to increase as many employees are expected to return to the office after Labor Day, but experts remain confident that more flexible work arrangements will keep overall traffic volume lower than pre-pandemic levels. Content facts. Turbine Labs has tracked 15,944 media articles and blogs and 16,919 social media posts over the last 24 hours. The next Turbine Labs leadership briefing will be delivered on Friday, July 2, 2021 at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Questions or feedback? Don't hesitate to reach out to us directly.
At Turbine Labs, our AI software reads and identifies significant media at 54,000 times the speed of a human reader, so you can take advantage of the most relevant and impactful information without media fatigue or misinformation. If you enjoyed this daily briefing, I invite you to like, subscribe, and share on social media. To obtain this briefing each day in your email inbox, subscribe by visiting turbinelabs.com and clicking Subscribe on our free briefings tab. Thank you.